Many of you have mentioned feeling desperation because you're on your period in the last 10 nights, but I want you to see this as an invitation. Do you know the status of someone who chooses to worship Allah when they can use their free will not to do so? Consider the status of someone who not only wants to worship, who wants to make salah and fast, but the only reason that they don't is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them not to in a particular time. What do you think the status is of someone who doesn't understand why, who maybe understands for some things? For example, physically, our body goes through so much in this time. Honoring our bodies by nurturing it, by resting, by giving it what it needs is an act of worship with the intention. But if you don't quite understand the wisdom, and I don't quite understand the wisdom, and yet we still do it for no other reason than our submission and obedience to our Lord, our trust that His wisdom is greater than our lack of wisdom. Do you understand the level, the status that you have in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet, peace be upon him, taught that a person who does good deeds and then has to stop because they get sick or because they travel, those good deeds continue as if they were doing them. So inshallah, all that you would be doing, inshallah, you're still getting the reward for all of that, even while you're eating during the day of Ramadan. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us that whether you are going through anxiety or sadness or the prick of a thorn, that you're forgiven for sins. So imagine every migraine, every cramp, every moment of bloating, every emotional intensity being forgiven over and over for simply existing. So one, inshallah, it's an invitation for your status to be raised in your submission to Him. Two, it's a means of your rewards continuing, inshallah, and your forgiveness, inshallah. But how can you connect to Him in a different way? One, focus on dua. Write a dua list. Say it everywhere, all the time. And any emotion that you have that may come during your period specifically, dive into dua with that emotion. Two, make dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But contemplate it. Think about it. Sit down where you feel comfortable. Instead of the time of salah, you can sit and just say alhamdulillah and think about what you're grateful for. If you sit with dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and really think about what you're saying and how it applies to you, it softens your heart so much, inshallah. Recite the Quran. There's a lot of discussion amongst the scholars for this issue, so if you follow the opinion that it's not permissible, focus on your dhikr and your dua. Ibn Hazm and Albani are two well-known scholars who support the position of the permissibility of the recitation of the Quran as well as entering the masjid. So if you miss just tarweeh, you can go to the masjid, listen, and while they're in ruku' and sujood, read the Quran, make dua, race to see this as an opportunity, an invitation to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gentle way, full of love and yearning.